Hey everybody, hope you're having a great day. What's up? Welcome to episode 17 of the podcast. So, got some good things for you today. Also want to let you know, I don't know where you're listening, but this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and YouTube. I just want to let you know, just in case, you know, one of the other platforms is more convenient for you. But hey, what's up? How you doing? My name is Sam. This is Outspoken. Today, I got some great topics for you. For this week's episode, why can you always hear me breathing? I think I got to get better with learning audio because you can always hear me breathing. Let me go back here. Let's see. Can you hear me breathe? Yep. Yeah, you can. How about back here? Damn, that microphone picks up pretty well, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to roll back to you now. All right. Actually, my apologies if I do sound a little echoey. I actually physically moved apartments for a little bit. I got to get my stuff on the walls. I got to buy a rug. If anyone knows how to make a room less echoey, just let me know. All right. So what I've got planned for this episode, I'm going to talk about the border. I just drove into Canada. Kind of want to talk about that a little bit. It was a little scary. After that, I want to talk about Lil Nas and Caitlyn Bennett. Because it was, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, I just saw it. I just saw this like 7 hours ago. And I have to talk about it because it's so funny. And at the end, I have LGBTQ stories. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. Hope you enjoy this one. Let's talk about Lil Nas and Caitlyn Bennett for a second here. Because Miss Poop Pants is actually one of my favorite topics. I just try not to talk about the same things too much. But I am notorious for doing that because the same people give me the same really stupid reasons to talk about them, so I consistently do it. I don't know. It's really fun. Is that grounds for harassment? Maybe. Let's start with the basics of it, all right? Everybody messaged me talking about Lil Nas X's video. He put out a new music video, okay? If you don't know who Lil Nas is, he's a rapper, Old Town Road. Blew up super quick, did that shit with Billy, got a remix with Billy Ray Cyrus for Old Town Road. This dude came out of nowhere. And then he got Billy Ray Cyrus on Old Town Road. That is insane. So he is gay and he's 21 years old. Wow. I feel so old. So he put out this video with this song. Let me open up this YouTube video for a second. What is the title? The title of the song is called Call Me By Your Name. Montero, it's a music video. It has 38 million views, actually, which is in like 3 days? That's a lot. So the music video is just him singing. And then what ends up happening for the ending half of the video is he's like in underwear on a stripper pole. So a little sexy dancing, you know, like I talked about in my last episode, a little sexy dancing, except the man's doing it this time, all right? It's not a WAP. It's a WAD. It's a WAD. Stupid fucking joke. But he comes down on a stripper pole doing a little bit of dances, and then he keeps going down. So like you picture a pole, you can go watch the video if you want, all right? Unless you've already seen it, he's going down on a pole, doing a little bit of that little stripper dances, and eventually the pole goes all the way down to hell. All right, and then you got the devil in a chair, and he's just sitting there like the devil. I thought it was funny. I laughed at it. I don't really think anything of it because I never do think. I don't think at all. At all. Yeah, and then it ended that way. Oh, and then he killed the devil. And then it ended. So that is the gist of the video, right? What ended up happening was everybody on Twitter went insane. People were mad. People are always mad. I swear, people are always mad. One of them was Caitlyn Bennett. Something from an article just said a number of people noted how irresponsible the rapper's decision to make the video is because Lil Nas has a fan base of mostly children, which is very interesting to me. I don't think that is true at all. I really don't. Have you heard his music? Also, Children can listen to music that's explicit without even knowing it. I did that when I was a child. Okay, I liked the song "It Wasn't Me" by Shaggy when I was a little. The year that it came out, I think it was 2000. I was like 4 or 5 years old. I love the song. Have you heard the song? It's about cheating on your fucking girlfriend by having sex with somebody banging in the shower, it wasn't me. Oh, on the sofa, it wasn't me. I even had her in the shower, wasn't me. I don't know what it's about. I like the song. Maybe I was just a stupid child. All right, fine. Sam was stupid at 4 years old. Fine, I'll take it. Anyway, so Caitlin Bennett ended up tweeting and she said, "It's weak." I'm going to read this verbatim because she actually made a typo, okay? "It's weak like these that I'm thankful to be blocked by Lil Nas X." And then there's a screenshot of her actually being blocked by Lil Nas, which was hilarious. It got 6,800 likes. Now, keep the likes in mind because it is very funny. So Lil Nas replied. And he said, "I still see your tweets, shitty pants." And guess how many likes that tweet had? I'll give you a second. Caitlin's has 6,800. Caitlin Bennett, Gun Girl, Poop Pants, 6,800. And Lil Nas's had 260,000 likes. His retweets even beat her amount of likes. He had 17,000 retweets on it. Almost 18,000. I thought that was so funny. And then Caitlin replied. She quote tweeted him. And she said, "Do you still see your dad? ? That's a nice thing to say. It's super, super nice. I'm not even going to get into that. Out of all the comebacks that she could have thought of, she said, "Do you still see your dad?" Like if that is an insult. And he does. For the record, he does. That had 4,400 likes. And Lil Nas responded again. And he said, "Yup, and I might fuck yours." This dude is hilarious. Now you want to guess how many likes his had compared to hers? 431,000 likes. As I took that screenshot, I'm sure it has more now. I'm sure it's going to reach 500,000. But imagine getting ratioed. What is 400,000? Do I have my phone? I want to see how much 430,000 divided by 4,000 is 107. So his tweet got 107 times more likes than Caitlin Bennett's. That is embarrassing. That is insanely embarrassing. Because that many people... I'm gonna assume that many people know who she is. All right, so Caitlin actually replied to that, and I'm not gonna read the reply because it is not a nice reply. It is kind of triggering, and I'm just going to avoid that entire situation so none of you are bothered by it because it is actually a gross tweet. I believe it is still up on her profile though, if you scroll enough, but I'm not gonna read it here on this podcast. It is not podcast friendly at all. I'll leave you with that. But can we be surprised by Caitlin Bennett? No, we can't. That's the woman who tried to fucking take me to court. Did I already talk about that? I think I did. Anyways, talking more about Lil Nas, people were really, really outraged by this video because they said like I said a couple minutes ago, his fan base is mostly children is what people were saying. There is a tweet. "The system is targeting kids. Lil Nas X's fan base is mostly children. They did the same thing with Miley Cyrus after Hannah Montana." And then it's a video. That looks like a school. It's a video of Lil Nas performing Old Town Road with a bunch of like younger kids. It literally looks like a school gymnasium. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So he replied to the tweet and he said, "There is no system involved. I made the decision to create the music video. I am an adult. I am not going to spend my entire career trying to cater to your children. That is your job." Fucking basic knowledge, okay? People always make this stuff about the children. They always, always, always make this stuff about the children, but yet then they push their beliefs on children. Just remember that, right? I actually have a couple of tweets here that his sassy replies make it really funny, so I figured I should throw them in here. So another person tweeted about Lil Nas, and they said, "I think the biggest problem for me is the fact he don't understand, quote unquote, Old Town Road is every kid's anthem. Children love him for that record. They tuned in and subscribed to his channels. So with no disclaimer, he just dropped some left fieldish and all our kids seen it, SMH." Lil Nas replied and said, "I literally sing about lean and adultery in Old Town Road. You decided to let your children listen. Blame yourself." Actually, you know, I don't know the full lyrics to Old Town Road. Can we look it up? Can I look it up right here live for you? Just for those of you who might not be on the same page. I'm going to take my horse to Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Blah, 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 blah. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her. Okay, yeah. It literally says I've got lean and I'm cheating on my wife. Or husband. For that matter. Or partner, I should say. Okay, fair enough. Sorry for my mouse clicks. I have a new computer. I gotta get used to it. Somebody else tweeted Lil Nas. They said, "You're riding Satan in your new music video. You're proud of that?" And he replied, he said, "Yes." And then this one, God, dude. This girl tweeted and she said, "Lil Nas X is praised for dancing on Satan. Kanye West is bashed for giving his life to Christ. Welcome to 2021. Ugh. These people think they're so, like creative. And Lil Nas replied, he said, "Y'all just be talking." I don't think that's the reason people dislike Kanye West. Maybe Google why people don't like him. I'm sure there will be a very good answer. After all this happened, I actually didn't know this. I found this out last minute when I was Googling stuff for the podcast. Lil Nas ended up selling shoes, like a Nike shoe with blood in them, which I thought was pretty weird. All right, it's a Nike Air Max, and you know the bottom, you can fill it up with kind of anything. There's some air. I forget which Air Maxes they were. Air Max 97s. Yeah, there's like a little bottom there. You can put like stuff in it. This company called like MSCHF, I think they're going for like the name Mischief. It's a small Brooklyn-based company, and they had their workers. There were six workers who worked for this company. They donated blood to put in the shoe. And what would happen is there was like a drop of blood put in water in the shoe with red dye to make it look like it's blood, but there was actually like an actual drop of blood in it, which in my opinion is very disgusting. I hate blood. It really, really disgusts me. Thought it was interesting. But the shoes look really cool. If you look them up, they sold 600, it was an exclusive drop. They sold 666 pairs because of the video had the devil in it, right? So it was like a whole kind of like devilish thing. And I can see where like religious people would be like, "All right, dude, like that's kind of fucked up. What do you keep doing this for?" But each pair, a pair of these Nikes cost $1,000. And they sold out in a minute. So Nike decided that they were going to sue this company because it was a fucking Nike Air Max and it had the Nike logo and shit. And Nike was like, "Oh, whoa, shit. All right. We are not selling blood-filled shoes. All right. Why would you associate us with that?" That's what I saw online. That's kind of what's been happening with that too. I thought it was interesting. The shoes look really cool, but they have kind of like devilish stuff on them. Oh, they're promoted as Satan shoes, which is, to some people it's funny, to some people it's like, go fuck yourself. People got pissed off, right? Because it has like 666 or Satan. I just think Lil Nas, as the British would say, was taking the piss. I don't think anything of it. I thought it was kind of funny. The music video was kind of funny to me because it was just, if you watch it, it might be funny to you. So people replied and they said, just, he's fucking, "You may not see this or may not care, I'm just heartbroken by the imagery and message you're sending the kids. No man is perfect, but playing with this much fire is dangerous, and you'll see, kid. Can't support you anymore. Heartbreaking emoji. That shit, though, that sounds like such fucking satire, but that shit is so funny. So somebody else replied and said, I don't know what's worse. The fact he made this video or the people applauding him. This generation is getting way too comfortable romanticizing Satan and hell. I rebuke this and everyone co-signing this nonsense. You know, I don't think he was romanticizing Satan because he killed him in the video. You know, he killed him. So at the end of the day, let's just even put religion aside. He killed somebody in the video. He killed that off. All right? So it's not romanticizing. What does romanticizing mean? Does that mean like making it? Let's Google it. Romanticize is to deal with or describe as an idealized or unrealistic fashion. Make something seem better or more appealing than it really is. Okay. So kind of like what I do to myself in my videos. I try to make myself more appealing than I actually am, right? Honestly, I don't think he was trying to make Satan more appealing. I think he was mocking it and then killing it. I don't know. I wasn't the producer. Yes, I was. So then actually from last week's episode, all right, our girl came through. Our girl came through, Candace Owens. Again, see what I mean with these people? They give me constant content. Oh, this tweet is fucked though. So she said, Lil Nas replied to this, but Candace Owens made this tweet. She said, we've turned George Floyd, a criminal drug addict, into an icon. And I'm not even going to get into that discussion. Candace Owens everything she says sucks. All right. And then the next line she says, we are promoting Satan shoes to wear on our feet. We've got Cardi B named as Woman of the Year, but we're convinced it's white supremacy that's keeping Black America behind. How stupid can we be? And then Lil Nas replied and said, you know you did something right when she talks about it, which is true because she's always mad about something. I thought it was just funny because Candace Owens always has something to say. Candace Owens always has something really twisted to say with anything. You could like, this is what you could do. You could put mustard on a sandwich, right? And Candace actually likes mayo. And then when you put the mustard on the sandwich, she would make a tweet about it. And she would be like, this is the problem in America today. People are putting mustard on sandwiches instead of mayo. And I think that's fucked up. And then she would get like 5,000 likes. Some governor tweeted and said, our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's quote unquote exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul. We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. We need to fight hard and we need to fight smart. We have to win. Dude, what? Like, no. I'm sorry, but not everybody is religious. Like, and also everybody has a different religion. Lil Nas replied, he said, you're a whole governor and you on here tweeting about some damn shoes. Do your job. And that shit just killed me. You are a governor. You're mad about the shoes. I mean, the shoes do say they're Satan shoes. There are 666 pairs. I think naturally some religious people would get offended, but I feel like I'm walking on eggshells here. I gotta be careful. I'm cool with anybody who's religious and anybody who's not religious. I just find tweets like these really, really funny because I think they're really overdramatic. Like, do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul. We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. Like, what is that? What the fuck does that even mean? We're in a fight for the soul of our nation? But this reminds me of... This actually reminds me of a time when I got in an argument with an actor, with like a famous actor, about trans topics, and then he blocked me. It was really funny. I gotta talk about that one time in a podcast. I gotta go through that. I forgot about that because I said, Lil Nas said, you're a whole governor, But I said to this guy, you're a whole actor. Like, he's an actor on, like, a Netflix show. And we were arguing. And I was like, I at the time, I think I had, like, 100,000 subs or 200,000 subs. I was like, aren't you in, like, Hollywood? How do you even know who I am? I don't even, what are you doing in your spare time? Like, hate watching Sam Collins. It was so fucking funny. If you don't follow me on any of my social media platforms, you probably don't know this. But, so, I don't even know how to explain this. It's really, really weird. All right, so my fiance is Canadian, okay, and I'm American, and we decided to get a place in Canada for a little bit, for like a year. I want to visit her, obviously, because we're engaged. You know, it's a pretty normal thing that you would do. So, unfortunately, during these times, it is crazy because of COVID, right? So, I have to go through an entire process whenever I come up here or whenever I travel. You know, it's very interesting because in the States, do you even have to go through anything in the States? I know people who have been on flights all around the States for the past year, for whatever reason. I don't know why people are flying around in the States. I don't. Like, for leisure, I think it's weird. Actually, you know what? Some of you have probably done that. But I still do think it's weird, okay? You're weird. Don't do it. Don't do it. Unless it's important reason. You know, I wanted to come up to Canada for important reasons to see my fiance. I haven't seen her for a very, very long time since COVID. We were supposed to get married. It canceled everything. I don't even want to get into details because it's so boring, but it did cancel everything. So I came up here. I drove up here, very safe way, right? I'm in my car. I made a couple of stops to use the bathroom, which nobody was in. By the way, there was like nobody driving. And what I had to do is fill out a bunch of forms. So I just figured if anybody's like wondering if you're in the same situation as me, I had to fill out a bunch of forms, just look it up, to come up here. And I had to get a COVID test, I had to do all that stuff, and then I could drive here. It was a 10-hour drive. So fun. By myself, with my birds and my snake. So, like, the best thing ever. To full sarcasm, by the way. It was not fun. I actually picked the best day to drive because it was raining. I was driving, and it started to rain really hard. I actually never experienced this in my entire time of driving, okay? I was going probably 60 on the highway on a 65. Nobody was on the highway. All right. I'm a grandpa. It's fine. You can make fun of me. But my car was heavy. It was raining. I'm not going to go 65. I just didn't. I'm not a speeder anyways. Anyways, I was driving up to Canada, right? And this so much rain hit the car that I couldn't see anything for a good solid 10 seconds. And that does not sound like a lot of time, but when you're driving and you can't see a thing, 10 seconds is a lot of time. I couldn't see a thing, and I'm not even being dramatic. I could not see, and there was a big truck behind me. I saw him before he's been behind me for a while, and I couldn't see a thing. Genuinely, in that moment, I thought I was going to crash and die with my birds and my snake for a second. So I hit the brakes, and then I slowed down, and then it was just a rough patch of rain, I guess. And then I eventually could see. It was fucking terrifying, dude. I don't know if anybody else has been in that situation. Shit was terrifying. Anyways, so let's move on to the border, right? So every single time, all right, any situation that I tell somebody I'm a YouTuber, they get so suspicious. And it's the most irritating thing in the world. I don't know what it is. Maybe Jake Paul gave YouTubers a bad name. I don't know what it is. So I pull up to the border at 11 p.m. to cross the border. And it is harder to cross a little bit now because of COVID, which makes sense. Like, why are you coming up here during these times? And if you have an important enough excuse to come up, they will let you up. So for me, it was to see my fiance. And I went through all the paperwork. So I had all the paperwork. So I go up to the border guy. Nobody else is there. Normal border inspection. They ask where you're going, who you're going to see, how long, what you do for work. And I started to dig myself this hole, apparently, because I sounded suspicious. And I don't mean to sound suspicious. I have anxiety. So to all of you out there, you know when you're anxious, any time that I'm anxious, my mind goes blank. I can't remember a thing. Nothing. It happens all the time. It happened all the time in school. Still happens now. I just can't. Under pressure, I forget everything that I need to say. I'll forget. I could practice. Let's say I could practice reading a script. I would forget everything if I was that nervous. And anxious is just not how I work. Anyway, so he asked where I was going. And then he was basically like, well, it sounds like you're moving here, like permanently, kind of. Because I had a bunch of shit in my car with my pets. And I was like, no, I'm not. Sorry, but I'm not going to do that. And my, why the fuck would I do that, right? So he was kind of just like, why would you go back to the States? What would be, you have your pets, you have a bunch of stuff, you have your car. And I was like, to see my family and friends. Is that not a good enough reason? I know they have to do their job and they have to make sure people aren't coming here illegally, whatever. But in my head, I thought it was good. I thought I got to go see my family and my friends, right? I mean, I know I have my car. My car is a lease. Yeah, I'm going to come up to Canada with a leased vehicle from Massachusetts and stay here and become a citizen here. Sorry, I shouldn't be taking it personally. But so I was explaining the situation to him and I said, this is a leased vehicle. You know, I have a flight back. I showed him my flight. It was kind of like a 10-minute conversation. 7 minute? I actually thought he wasn't going to let me through, but he did end up letting me through. He just said, it sounds like I'm going to move here illegally. And I'm glad that he was straight up with me, but sorry, I just would not do that. Why would I do that? Yeah, most of the time they are pretty mean, which is understandable. Very rarely do I have a nice person who actually laughs. And then he asked me if I was going to talk about this on YouTube, and I said yes. So I felt obligated to talk about it. But anyway, so I crossed the border, I get into Canada. Success. It was a success. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a success. And I got these two COVID test kits, right? So what I have to actually do is video call a nurse and perform a COVID test on myself, which is very interesting. It was very organized. So I did that earlier today. And you know the really long swab? I had to do that on myself. It's kind of hard to do it on yourself. Actually, I take it back. It wasn't that hard. Called a nurse, put that shit up my nose and twisted it for 15 seconds in each nostril. Natural in each nostril. I can never talk. I don't know why I started a podcast. Words don't come out of my mouth right. But I did that. And my eyes looked like Niagara Falls. So that was really, really, I really enjoyed doing that in front of somebody. I looked really great. All right, so to switch the subject up from the last story, I want to give you the last two LGBT stories. Okay. Then we can end it. We can all move on with our day. My voice just cracked. Thank you, testosterone. This first story goes, let's see. In band, which is my least favorite class, as a writer and a coder who sucks at putting in effort, but got forced to do it by my parents. My teacher loves to pick on me. One day, I noticed he addressed my class as ladies and gentlemen. I immediately found a loophole to not listen to his instructions. I was chilling in class and he said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play in front of the class one by one. So when my turn came, I just didn't. In parentheses, may I add, he's one of the few of my teachers who refuses to use they/them pronouns and my new name. He asked why I wasn't playing, and I replied with, well, you said ladies and gentlemen, and I'm neither. So I got sent to the office. I got in trouble, but he was forced to use my new name and pronouns, so it was worth it. So then there's actually a bonus here. It says bonus. In another class, our teacher is formal in addressing us using Mrs. and Mr. to address us. So he asked me what I wanted to be addressed as, and I immediately replied with ya boy because some post I saw. And now I have my English teacher calling me ya boy. And I thought that was amazing. If I had a teacher calling me ya boy, that would be the best memory of school ever. I'd write it on, you know, how like at the end of the, in the yearbook, I would just write, yeah, boy, because that is so funny. I just find it weird when teachers refuse to use like a kid's nickname or pronouns. It's like, dude, just fuck it. Like, just do it. School is hard, man. All right. Fuck. Be nice for a second. So this last story is actually really nice. And it says, I'm a lesbian, and a couple of years ago, I was in the car with my grandparents, and they asked if I had a boyfriend. I said, no, actually, I'm gay. I like girls. And my grandma was all for it, but my grandpa didn't say anything at all. So the next day, my grandpa and grandma show up to my house, and they live 2 hours away. So we asked them what was up, and my grandpa said he needed to talk to me. He then told me he accepted me for being part of the LGBT community, and then they drove home. We asked them to stay for dinner and they said they had to go. So he drove 4 hours to tell me he accepts me. And I thought that was the sweetest thing. 2 hours there, 2 hours back. They didn't even stay for dinner. He just came over to be like, hey, you know what? I accept you. I do. Because in the car, he didn't say anything, right? So I thought that was a little cute short story. Grandpa driving 4 hours. Everybody say thank you, Grandpa. That's really, really nice. He could have just called and said it over the phone, but he decided to come over and say it. So thank you, Grandpa. And that brings us to the end of episode 17. So thank you all for listening so much. If you do want to submit a story to have it read at the end of the podcast, you can send an email to outspokensam@gmail.com. Sorry, my brain was just buffering that entire time and my chair is creaking. So yeah, I'll see you all next week with a new video. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good day, night, morning, whatever. Hope your fucking life is great, dude. All right. Bye-bye.